Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
R1, R2, R3.
Stop it! Did not do him like that!
Mercy!
Did you not get the memo?
What is good, everybody? It is your boy, Pat the Designer.
And it's your boy, Ringo J.
And we are back at it again for another episode of Windy City The Breeze Podcast Live. We in this thing.
You already know what it is.
I just had to get hyped for some reason. I don't know what that was.
I really don't. You really just like over-exaggerated that whole thing.
It was mad over-exaggerated. I want it to be known that I know that I over-exaggerated it. Yeah, today on the show, man, Ringo, why don't you give them the rundown of what we're going to have going on, baby?
So we're going to be talking about my thoughts on the AFC Championship game, my thoughts on the NFC Championship game. We also going to be talking about this Bulls monstrosity that they got going on right now. And, we also going to be doing Ringo's Ray High Takes, baby.
Baby.
That's just a little, that's what we got going on for the show today. So, let's get into it.
Let's get into it, man. Let's get it started with your thoughts on some of these games. Some of the most atrocious plays, some horrible calls in both games. Let's start with the NFC Championship game. First off, what did you see from that game against the Saints and Rams? And then, what did you think of that call there?
I felt like the game was good. We talked about it last night. I did feel like the game was poorly coached on Sean Payton's behalf. I mean, because you said that Alvin Kamara was killing them in the first half. And I understand that they had a passing offense, but if you had the lead, why not run the ball? Which still to this day, as much as I like where the offenses are going and the offensive direction, I'm just like not understanding. At some point in time, you really got to go back to like basic football etiquette. If you got the lead and you're trying to put somebody away, you got the best. That's by far literally the best running back duo in the NFL for the last 2 years. Get Mark Ingram in the game. Run the football.
For sure.
Put him away. And we wouldn't even have to have that horrendous call that we had, which was blatant pass interference. But, hey, at the end of the day, I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's everybody's human. The refs is human. It's going to be human error all the time. But to miss something that blatant, they did mess that up, which is why I feel like they're doing right. The NFL is doing right by saying they messed up one, but even though that's not going.
What does that do?
Even though that's not going to change anything, but the fact that they're talking about reviewing pass interference next season is definitely something I'm looking forward to, because pass interference, I'm not finna really say that dictated the game at the end of the game.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's definitely something that needs to be reviewed right now.
Yeah,
and then I mean this whole petition about playing the last 2 minutes of the game over, like
that's not gonna happen.
Saints fans.
It's over. The season's over. Let it go.
You lost.
Yeah, let it go.
You lost. Cut it out.
How wild would that be, first off?
First of all, like,
They let's play the last two minutes again.
Like,
what? Just like a random Monday. like instead of the Pro Bowl, we get the last 2 minutes of the Saints and Rams game. That would be wild.
Now, bruh, the fact that Roger Goodell has the power to overturn the ruling of the game,
yeah,
is what's tripping me out.
It's kind of wild.
They got more rules than a little bit,
right?
And I didn't know that he can just like overpower that, but that would be petty though. Like all the Rams just waking up and they just look at their phones like, Roger Goodell said he don't really like y'all mugs, and then
that would be wild. Like, is it a personal beef against the LA Rams? Like, what if it was the Patriots and he was like, nah, let's replay it.
I feel like he would.
Right. We got to run that back one time. I'll be dead, bro.
Fam, I feel like that'll ultimately be petty. They got a lot of rules, but I mean, like I said, like that's definitely. I don't really feel like that dictated the outcome of the game, because you still had a chance to stop them.
I think this was my biggest question the whole time. I don't feel that Sean Payton called a very good game.
Which he didn't. We agree on that.
Yeah, I don't feel he called a very good game, because in my opinion, at the end of the game, you can still you can still run that ball. Like, on first down and second down, why is Drew Brees flinging it? You're in position. You're in position for him to hit this field goal. Right. At this point, your main goal should be, I want to run this clock out as far as I can and kick this field goal with basically no time on the clock. And it's not like you're handing the ball off to C.J. Anderson back there.
Right.
You're handing the ball off to Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. These are guys that can get you 4 or 5 yards in a pop.
Like I said.
So, even if, say they do get slowed down, they only get three. You run the ball three times, kick the field goal, you've wasted so much time off of the clock. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're at the 9. We can go for it on fourth down if we want to.
Which the funny thing to me is he went for it on fourth down earlier in the game.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand why you wouldn't sit there and do that when you already the defense played a good game, so I don't want to hear nothing about I didn't trust my defense. You was already down there to kick the field goal anyway,
right?
So I would have took that chance to actually go for it. I'm right, I'm definitely taking that chance. I'm right, Rich on that.
100%.
It's a birth to the Super Bowl. You can't hold nothing back now.
Well, I think at the same time too. I don't know. That's a tough one. Going forward on fourth down there would have been tough for me because you got a kicker that is proven, and the Rams would have had to go the length of the field. You're going to bury him.
True.
You're going to kick that thing and drop it in, hopefully right at the 10-yard line, and just try to get back there and kill him, hold him at the 20. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
You're basically not going to give him an opportunity to return it. You're going to make Jared Goff win the game for you. And listen, I'm not going to lie to you. While I'm on the Mahomes train, the Goff train is not leaving the station. I am not a big believer in what Jared Goff is doing. I think he is a good quarterback for the system he's in.
So you feel like he's a system quarterback?
I think Nick Foles could come in and do the same thing. In this system, I feel like Nick Foles could come in and do the same thing and might be able to do it better.
I mean, I don't know about better. But
This is the thing. When it breaks down.
Nah, because he.
When the Rams offense breaks down, nobody's open. What is Goff's next option?
He got to throw it away because he can't run.
He has no more options. In all honesty, who would you rather have right now? And it might be my Chicago bias, but who would you rather have leading the helm, Mitch Trubisky or Jared Goff going forward. Now, Goff's in the Super Bowl, so everybody's going to say Goff right now. But, I mean, honestly, like, their numbers are comparable.
Bruh.
It's not like Goff was lighting it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would probably have to take – yeah, I'm going to have to take Mitch.
I mean, just for the fact that he's – there's an option if the play breaks down.
Goff got the better arm, but their stats is almost identical. But the running portion – of both of their games is what sets them apart.
Yeah.
Like Jared Goff has little to no wheels at all.
Let's go with no. Let's go with no wheels.
Mitch can definitely get up out of that jam.
Yeah.
And make some things happen. So I'm definitely taking Mitch. Hey, second off, sidebar, shout out to Mitch. Making his first Pro Bowl.
Making that young Pro Bowl.
Even though it's an alternate
second
bowl,
season.
But we're not finna.
At the end of the career,
he's
at least a one-time Pro Bowler.
He in there.
Hopefully in the future, he's missing the Pro Bowl because we got mad championships to go to. That's the hope. So before we get into the AFC, how do you feel about reviewing pass interference next season? Do you think it's just going to slow the game down? Or because I personally think it's good, but I think a lot of things are going to change. Aaron Rodgers is going to take advantage of the system with his Hail Marys. Let's be honest, you pretty much pass interference on every play on a Hail Mary.
That's true.
I mean, everybody's grabbing everybody. Everybody's jumping up. So you're going to have a lot more Hail Marys completed, I think. And does the game slow down? And now every time somebody goes up, because it's not going to be a coach's challenge. It's going to be NFL review just like everything else.
But see, shouldn't they put that into a coach's challenge, though?
I don't think so.
No, I feel like
– I feel like the ref should have to fix their own mistake. Why should the coach and the team be penalized because the ref made a mistake?
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. You're not rocking with each other, bro. It's no way. Because even then, in the championship game, that was blatant. That was blatant.
100%.
That was blatant.
100%.
So even if it's not as blatant as this one was, next time, they don't actually mean that they're finna go back and review it unless it's just a complete and total uproar.
This is the thing. I feel like it's something that has to be done. It can't be a whole game thing, in my opinion. It's got to be just like reviewing touchdowns and stuff like that. Like every scoring play is reviewed now, but I think it's got to be last 2 minutes. Last 2 minutes of either the half and the game, or last 2 minutes of the quarter. I'll give
you last five.
I don't even take five. I say two because think about it. That play right there, I would compromise with you. I would say the coach has to challenge if it's before two. But if it's at 2 minutes, it's an official review.
I can get with that then. But because you know what, though? Honestly, I feel like the coach is smart enough to challenge and say, like, yo, this is blatant, I need to challenge this, instead of leaving it up to the refs. Because the refs dictate a lot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The refs dictate a lot in the playoffs, so I'm going to have to put that into the coach's hands. The coaches got that say. But I'm with you on the last 2 minutes, before the two-minute warning and everything like that. I'm with you on that.
And I just think that when it comes down to it, it's got to be it's got to be something they at least got to talk about. Like you can't just glaze over it like it didn't happen this offseason.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it can't be something that is simply missed. Like, you have to address it because it literally, that horrible call cost the Saints a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Like, they should be in the Super Bowl right now.
No, they should.
Barring a Cody Parkey mess up, they should be in the Super Bowl right now.
Cody Parkey.
Let's not even talk about him. Let's not even get into it.
Oh, man. I just
let's not even get into Cody Parkey right now.
Bro, when I It's getting to the point like now when I use the Bears on Madden, I just hope it don't come down to a close game.
Hey, somebody used them on Madden G and they tweeted it out. They was like, it was that exact same situation and Cody Parkey missed and he hit the post. Like, even Madden is at this man's head. It's wild. Let's get your opinion on that the AFC game. What were you feeling when it came down to the Patriots and the Chiefs game? How do you think that game went?
All right, now look, I feel like that honestly was one of the greatest AFC championship games I've ever seen. The reason why I say that is because every time somebody go up against the Patriots in an AFC championship game, they always wind up wetting the bed.
Usually.
They always wind up wetting the bed.
And the Patriots kind of like cakewalk in there.
And then it's like, you sit the second-year quarterback, still basically a rookie, because he only played two games first season. I don't call him Pat Mahomes no more. I just call him 15. I just caught 15 gonna get it done. But it's like everybody is notorious for going up against them in the AFC championship game and wetting the bed. Everybody showed up but the defense. Granted, the Patriots played a phenomenal game and the Chiefs did right. If I had to do everything over again, I would. Especially with the game plan. They said, hey, we more than like we may be down because they're going to try to kill the clock first half. Let's get the ball the second half instead of trying to jump on them so we're not going back and forth. Because he knew what the defense was about.
Right.
Granted, I didn't know that the defense was going to be that bad. But
I did.
I knew they couldn't stop them, but I just thought like they was going to get at least one or two stops. But
right.
15 for 15 on third down. I mean, it's crazy. But with that being said, it's like they kept the ball away from him. And then to Pat Mahomes' credit, when Pat Mahomes came in, he kept it. They scored every time except I think one time when he wasn't there, he showed up. Him, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, even Williams, they did their thing. It was just the defense was that garbage. I don't understand how. It's like you said, three straight third and tens.
Yeah.
You can't stop them on any one of them. Now, the part where I'm at your head is the fact that you said yesterday, I don't feel like they should have got the ball. I don't feel like since we're talking about rules and the first team to score a touchdown wins the game, I feel like that's messed up. That's bogus. That's bogus because I'm Kansas City. I go 13-3 all year.
Right.
I win out. Number one seed. You telling me I'm at home.
Yeah.
They score first.
Yeah.
I don't get a chance to get the ball back, even though my offense is rolling. They do the same thing in college. Each team, because even though the Chiefs couldn't stop Tom Brady, which, hey, man, all I got to say, well, you know, I can't even bring that up because I just gave y'all a hint about what I'm going to be talking about with my Ringo's
at. We're not going to do it.
But that's, like, I even though we couldn't stop TB12, You couldn't stop 15 at the other side either.
Now let me tell you the reason I totally disagree with you. Totally disagree with you. Shout out to my pops on the live right now. If you're in the live right now, make sure you like the video. Make sure you subscribe to the page. We appreciate
you. Tell your mamas.
This is the whole reason that you shouldn't allow this. Because if the Chiefs defense can make one stop on three third and 10 opportunities, guess what? The Chiefs are probably in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs probably get a chance to win the Super Bowl. I don't buy into this thing where, oh, both teams need to touch the ball, it'll be fair. The only thing I'm on board with is if you want to play a full quarter. Because that is weird to me that the NFL is the only ones that don't play a full quarter.
They do got
to
play a full quarter.
If you want to play a full quarter,
they don't have to play a full quarter.
I'm fine with that. But other than that, the way it is right now, I'm fine with that too. Because you know what? No. Guess what? If the Chiefs defense, if old boy doesn't line up offsides.
D Ford. Come on.
If D Ford doesn't line up offsides, guess what? The Chiefs win. The Chiefs win.
Total sidebar. Is the ref supposed to tell you that you offsides?
No. No.
Well, what are you talking
about? You know what's so supposed to tell you? You're offsides?
My thing about that was because he said, oh, yeah, I was surprised that the ref didn't warn me that I was offside. What do you mean?
No.
What do you mean?
No. The difference is. The thing that's supposed to tell you you're offsides is you've been playing football your whole life. Line up on the other side of the ball.
That's the only thing I kept saying. Like, I don't feel no sympathy for you for that, bro. Like you should have known that. I mean, but with that being said, I'm gonna come back to you at this. The only reason why I disagree with that, you cannot play a full quarter of football, and then tell me that the other team. So he's still trying to tell me that the other team cannot possess the ball.
No, it yes. If this is the only way I'd say that. If you come down and you kill a full quarter, by you literally run out 12 minutes, however long they made the quarter, 10 minutes. You run out a 10-minute drive. Then no, the other team doesn't get the ball. I don't care. This is the thing. Your defense got to do something. I'm not rewarding you for having a bad defense. You know why the Chiefs aren't in the Super Bowl? Because their defense didn't step up. Pat Mahomes did his job. Pat Mahomes came to play. Pat Mahomes was going back and forth with TB12. He's the one that put up three tutties in the fourth quarter.
Honestly, all I'm gonna say is this: I'm gonna tell you right now, and I know the Rams. The Rams won the first game. I'm gonna tell you this right now: if the Chiefs beat the Patriots. Chiefs is Super Bowl champs.
More than likely.
Chiefs is Super Bowl champs.
More than likely.
There's no way. There's no way you've been 15 twice.
More than likely. I totally agree with you. But this is the thing. They're not in the bowl because of their defense. And I'm not going to reward you.
No.
I'm not going to reward you for that.
You're not, bro.
So you don't think the defense has any accountability?
No,
in this?
I'm not saying that the defense don't got no accountability.
So then why should they get the ball?
You 31st in the whole league.
So then why should they get the ball?
But you still should get the ball because you can't sit up there and say that okay, yeah, the Chiefs weren't able to stop Tom Brady. Last time I checked, Patriots weren't stopping 15 either.
They weren't. But you know what? The Patriots, yes, they won the coin toss. Yes, they went down the field and ran it down your throats. But at the same time, there's options everywhere to score in football. You can score on defense in football. It's not like baseball. Like a lot of people are comparing it to like, well, in baseball, both teams. No, it's not like baseball. You can't score on defense in baseball. Say Tom Brady gets hit and that ball goes straight up. And the Chiefs intercept it, run it back for a touchdown and win the game. Are you saying Pat Mahomes or Tom Brady should get another shot?
No, because
are you saying Pat Mahomes?
No, because in that instance, the Patriots won the coin toss, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The ball gets tipped in the air. Chiefs running back.
Yep.
Chiefs score.
Yep.
That's the Patriots already had their possession.
Yep.
Chiefs going defense. That's the end of the game right there.
Okay.
They had their possession.
So then it's over. So the argument's
right,
dead then.
No.
So the argument's dead then. Because you're saying if the defense did their job, Pat Mahomes don't got to get on the field.
If the defense came out and did their job, Pat Mahomes don't got to get on the field, bro.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is because they do the same thing in college, which I feel like.
And college system.
But that's a fair equal opportunity.
But this is the thing. College system works for college because they're kids. But nobody, let's be honest, don't nobody care about college athletes. Let's be honest. Muggs run college athletes to death. The NCAA does not care. You can't do that in the NFL. Start at the 25. I did hear, this is one scenario I heard today. That I actually agree with. I heard it on ESPN 1000. He said, like the college system, but you start at your own 25.
Okay, I'm
and you go the length of the field.
I'm not.
But both sides get to touch the ball, and it's only a 2-minute drill. You only get 2 minutes to get down there. I'm on board for that one.
Because that means at least both sides
get to touch the ball. It's a 2-minute drill. You got to go 75, 80 yards.
Field goal yes. or a
tutty. And if you both score, you keep going back and forth.
Yeah. Now, see, I like that because I don't know why they got them starting at the 50 anyway in college. That's
they start at the 25. What you mean?
And college?
Yes. Bro, they start in the red zone pretty much. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the college system would not work. We got on the YouTube live, we're getting comments. Wow, do you always like being wrong, Patrick? Listen, I'm not wrong. I'm sorry. I'm not wrong.
He is wrong. Bro.
This is the thing. Say both sides do get the ball.
Okay.
Tom Brady goes down, scores. Pat Mahomes goes down, scores. Then what?
Bro.
Then it's sudden death?
Yes.
So you're right back where you started.
Listen to what I'm telling you. Let me finish.
Bet. So Tom Brady goes down and scores.
Right.
Pat Mahomes goes down and scores. Right. Is the Chiefs defense going to stop Tom Brady on the next drive?
I don't know. But you don't know that. You don't know that about 15 either. But what I will say, the point that you're missing is, at the end of the day, you gotta get each team a fair shot. You have to play offense and defense.
But you know what the fair shot is? I'm sorry, you're not gonna get past this. The fair shot is you had Tom Brady at 3rd and 10, 3rd and long, 3 times. And then you let him complete a pass for 15 yards. I'm not budging on that.
At the end of the day, it's an offensive and defensive game. You're not giving them a fair shot if you ain't putting the other side of the ball on the field, bro.
But you're saying, so you're rewarding them for being terrible at defense,
bro? What would you have said if that was the Bears defense and they was going against Pat Mahomes?
You better make a stop. 3rd and 10, 3 times, you better make one stop. Okay,
but then you come down, and you know if you don't make that one stop, the game is over. But you also know that Mitch Trubisky is completely straightening Chiefs defense.
But you know what? At the same time, the whole game is based off of Mitch is relying on his defense to get him back on the field. Same way Pat Mahomes was relying on his defense to get him back on the field. Guess who failed here? The defense. I'm not rewarding the defense for being bad.
That's dirty.
I'm not rewarding your defense for being bad. Because listen, if it was the Bears defense, say it was the Bears defense.
Okay.
Top two?
Number one.
Top two?
Number one in the league.
Number one defense. Number one defense. Brady went down. You had 3rd and 10 three times. Tom Brady goes down, eats him up 3 times. Mitch deserved to get the ball back?
Yes.
How?
Yes. How? He deserved to get the ball back.
You
got to
make a stop. I'm not rewarding you for being bad.
No, because nine times out of ten, that means the Patriots defense wasn't stopping Mitch either. So you being a Bears fan, you would want them to get the ball back.
Yes. And the Bears would want them to get the ball back and score. Yes, I would. But you know what? I'm going to rely on my number one defense to hold them for one drive. Especially if you get him to the last play of the drive. Because guess what? If it's 3rd and 10 on his 30, when they started, it was on the Patriots 30. 3rd and 10 on the 30, they're going to punt. They're going to punt. So guess who gets the ball back? Pat Mahomes. Then you see him come down and eviscerate the Patriots defense, maybe win the game for you.
We know that the Chiefs defense.
I mean, you gotta look at it like you can't reward these guys for being bad. You cannot reward. No, we want Pat Mahomes to get on the field. Listen, your defense got to step up. I'm not rewarding you for being the 31st best defense in the league. And you know what? The best team went to the Super Bowl. If that defense makes one stop, guess what I can say? The best team went to the Super Bowl.
So we really up here trying to say that the Patriots is better than the Chiefs?
Clearly right now they are. Clearly right now they are. Where the Chiefs at?
Bro.
And where what TB12 going for? Let's stop playing like TB12 ain't going for number six. Stop playing like he ain't going for ring number six, buddy.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Like
Linda, listen, Linda. Right, Linda, so, listen, Linda.
So, yeah. Yo. But I'm saying you got the league MVP on the other side, bro. It's no way. And you can't tell me. I honestly feel like that's going to be changed next season. I feel like they're going to change it along with the PI.
Listen, I don't think they're going to change
it. I feel like they
because the first they, off, they we expect the NFL to change this. The NFL just figured out what a catch was for the last 10 years this season. And even then, they messed up a play with Anthony Miller in the playoffs. Like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I'm not rewarding you for not being good. That's my whole beef with it. You know what would have got Pat Mahomes on the field? A stop. One stop. Because overtime was still going. Belichick might have went for it on fourth. But even if he does, two stops. Yes, he's the greatest quarterback in the world. You got him the third down.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. I mean, listen, he's the greatest quarterback to ever play. I'm not disrespecting him.
At the same time, in my opinion, you got the face of the league on for the next 10 years.
More than likely.
He's the face
of the league. That's sad. We got to hear him talk for the next 10 years.
He's the face.
Why are there so many songs about rainbow?
Yo.
And no. What's on the there's
no, but he the face that you
pretty my whole life. I really know. Me and Miss Piggy, we went down to the swamp and I played a little lute for
yo.
A little lute.
Yo, you got the face of the league down there for the next 10 years. Like you gotta switch that, especially like if I'm at home. If I'm at home, bro, I work hard for that all year.
But you know what?
And like,
if you're making this argument, you want to change the rules for Pat Mahomes to get on the field. I don't want to hear you talking bad when James Harden is eating these mugs up because they didn't change the rules for him to win.
What are you talking about? Change the rules for him to win?
You want to change the rules just so one player can get on and make one drive that might have got him to the Super Bowl?
But that's not just for him. That's for anybody. I don't feel like that for anybody.
Listen.
Bro, it ain't no 50-50 way. Shot. It ain't no way you finna say. Right. 50-50 shots. So get the other team that 50-50 shot then.
It's a 50-50 shot on the coin flip. You got to make a stop. Listen. But they have to make a stop as well.
All I'm going to tell you is this. We ain't in overtime for no reason, though.
They supposed to be there. But you know what? Guess who's in the Super Bowl? The L.A. Rams.
Bro.
Guess who's in the Super Bowl? Bro. The L.A. Rams. Hold up. Who won the coin toss?
And the L.A. Rams.
No.
The Saints did.
Yeah. Who made a stop?
Saints did.
Who made a stop?
Saints.
Who's in the Super Bowl? But
still.
I'm not here for this argument. Y'all is asleep out here. I'm not having this argument. No, you cannot have the argument with literally the game before.
50-50 shots.
And guess what? Who made a stop?
Bro,
they made one
that
stop.
Does not matter.
They made one stop. They got in the backfield. They intercepted the ball. Guess what? Jared Goff got on the field.
Garbage.
I mean, I'm just saying, G. Like you're not gonna win this. You will not win this battle with me.
I feel like I already won. Cause see, you ain't never been in that situation.
You have?
No, I ain't never been. You saying it like you personalizing it.
You ain't never been on the field when the dogs is out. What? What are you talking about right now?
Yo, but listen though, I feel like if the Bears is in that situation right now, and they
didn't make a stop, I'd be pissed at the defense.
In the Super Bowl,
I'm mad at the defense.
Trubisky eating up Patriots defense. TB12 eating up Bears defense. You want him to get the ball back as a fan knowing that y'all's finna go down there and score?
It's not that I don't want him to get the ball back, but if my defense can't make one stand on four downs, you don't deserve to get the ball back. You don't deserve to get the ball back. It's not about what I want. Of course I want them to get the ball back if they're in the Super Bowl. I want them to win. I want them to score a touchdown. But you know what? The Rams got the ball back. They went down the other way. Like, but, I don't know how else to break it down to you.
No. It's a 50-50 shot, like you said. Rams just so the Saints just so happened to stop the Rams.
Other way.
I mean, yeah, other way, and they got the ball back.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Chiefs or any other team should get that shot. That's not fair. That's the stupidest overtime rule.
I don't agree with
you. The only way I get the ball back is if you would hit a field goal.
I don't agree with you. No, that's not the only way you get the ball back. That's why I don't agree. The only way you get the ball back is not if they hit a field goal. They don't have to score. Stop them. Make one stop. One stop on the 30. Guess what? You don't see Tom Brady on the field. You know what the best way to beat Tom Brady is? If he's standing on the sideline.
Brad would still be.
Otherwise, he going to kill you every time. And guess what? You were in a position to make that play, and you didn't make that play. That's on your defense. Mahomes does not deserve to get on the field.
Man.
We're going to agree to disagree on this one.
That's just.
And you know what? You shouldn't draft running backs in the first round. I'm still at y'all head.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. What did Saquon do this year, bro?
Hey.
What?
He did. He did his thing. He did his thing. He did his thing.
We got the best running back in the league.
He did his thing.
We got the best running back in the league.
When was Alvin Kamara drafted?
Hey, bro, I don't care.
Alvin Kamara got a lot further than Saquon did this year.
1,400 yards, no line. Oh, by the way, 90 catches.
That's great.
90 catches.
How'd that season fare for you?
Hey, bro.
I'm just saying.
Hey, by the way.
You will not win these battles.
By the way. Man, first of all, we can argue that to the Cowboys.
We got you right.
I'm going to think that you're wrong regardless. I might change my mind on the.
After Saquon retired.
On the top.
Saquon, go never draft another running back in the first round. Don't you ever do that again. Man. I had to stand by this for the last 10 years.
I never finna change my mind on that. About the overtime thing, maybe, but we can argue till the cows come home about that, but I'm not never changing my mind on that. But I feel like both teams at the end of the day should get a fair shake. I don't feel like the Chiefs got a fair shake. Even though you're right, they should have stopped them, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying that as future reference, I feel like this will need to happen, especially if you're going towards a league where, like, it's more offense and everything. Y'all need to implement this rule, which I honestly think they're going to do.
Yeah. All right. So now that we've had that spirited debate for about 25 minutes here, let's get to these Super Bowl predictions. Let's get that up in there. How do y'all? What you think about it? What you feeling? Little Patriots, little Rams. How you leaning here? I'm TV12 all the way, baby. You already know. I'm not a Patriots fan, but I like to see greatness. And if he can get number six, greatness.
You just want him to side Jordan.
No. It's not even that. Like, I don't even. Hey, I'm not hey, one of those people that hey, thinks hey, in the realms hey, of like multiple hey, sports
we, can,
like
can
that.
Can we just like. Had his debate real quick. Like, let's just say he do get six. Like.
Not the greatest athlete of all time. Only reason I say.
Is he really though?
Only reason I say that is because athlete means you're athletic. And that word has never been used for Tom Brady.
That's true.
He got a cannon.
He got 1,000-yard rushing. He got 1,000 yards rushing as a quarterback.
He got a cannon. He's very accurate. He's great at what he does. I've seen Michael Jordan jump from a free throw line. Like, I haven't seen Tom Brady jump over a phone book. I've seen Tom Brady miss a lob catch. Like, athletic is not a word. Like I feel like Muggs always want to use that. Is he the greatest sports figure? Maybe. We might be able to have that conversation. But I think Jordan will always be more worldwide. Just because of the brand. Like ain't nobody out there like, hey, you rocking them TB12s this week? I'm rocking them TB12s at a party. You got them Brady 2s? You got them Brady 2s? I'm not rocking them Brady 2s, man. Them mugs is mint.
That's a good point.
But, you know, like, I think Jordan will just always be the bigger athlete.
Yeah.
But I love when mugs say that, like, is he the greatest athlete of all time? Like, no. Like, you have to at least be athletic. Like, I think Tom Brady is athletic for what he does. But at the same time, I ain't never seen Tom take the shirt off and just be flexing with the quad pack out here. Like,
oh man,
I've seen Jordan with his shirt off. That mug was out here lifting on these mugs. Do you lift, bro?
Do you even lift, bro? Nah, but
move.
Nah, for real though. With that being said, I mean, just looking at the game, I ain't even finna lie to you. I'm picking the Rams.
To win it.
Picking the Rams to win it.
I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm not totally against that pick just because I have seen Ndamukong Suh in the last two games of football some of the best football I've ever seen this man play in my life.
He's not even playing Miami Dolphins, but he playing Detroit Lion football.
Now, this is the thing, though. You can't step on Tom Brady's face and get away with it. He'll get ejected. Right. They will eject you, bro. Like, you got to calm all that down.
Honestly, though, I feel like the Rams is going to win because they got a good two-back system.
I think Gurley's going to have a better game, too.
I feel like Gurley's going to have a better game. CJ Anderson is actually really, really nice. He is actually really
good.
I like
CJ Anderson. Nah, but don't get me wrong. I feel like Muzz are overhyping him a little bit.
You feel like there's more credit to the line?
I feel like there's more credit to the line. And at the same time, like, he ran, what did he get? 10 carries for 40 yards or something?
Yeah.
It's like 3 yards a carry or something, like 3.6 yards a carry. We're talking about him like he ran for 1,000 yards that game. Like,
somebody was like, "Yeah, man, he kind of reminds you of Jerome Bettis." I was like,
No, not at all. Body wise, okay.
Yeah,
body wise, I'll give you. Yeah. I mean, it looked like Kelvin Benjamin standing back there. Let's be honest.
Wow.
Who's this large human being
fired
rumbling through the backfield? Like,
But I feel like.
Is that Charles Barkley?
They. And I'm going to take it back to 07.
Mm-hmm.
New York Giants, New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Even in 07 and 2011, when the Giants beat them, we had four legit people who can get to the quarterback, but at the same time we was able to keep everybody home. The Rams have that in Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, Ebukam, Dante Fowler.
Yeah,
you can rush for it and leave everybody else back. If this game is really going to show. I want to say, one, because Belichick is a great defensive man,
mm-hmm.
and we already said, I feel like you outdo Sean Payton. You already got my respect, because Sean Payton,
he didn't call a good game that game, even though he didn't call a good game, you
got that up there for me. But with that being said, I feel like this Patriots defense can be had. And Jared Goff can make throws, but he got to step up.
Yeah.
He got to step up.
100%. I'm definitely going with the Patriots in this one, just because I'd rather be late to the party betting against Tom Brady than early. Like, listen.
I feel
I'm that. Definitely going to pick Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl probably a good 2 years after. It's like, hey, Tom ain't even in the league no more, G. Be like, he still got a shot. He can still make it. Let's talk about the greatness that is Tom Brady.
Okay, so
let's talk about the greatness. If we're gonna do that, can we just
get into my Ringo's Ray hot takes? Yeah. All
right. If that's your hot take, we won't do that. We'll cover the Super Bowl first, but at the same time, like, I don't see a way that the Rams dominate him unless Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh are living in the backfield. That's the only way I can see. Because we know this about Tom. In all honesty, as great as Tom is, I think the Bears proved it this year.
You get him tap dancing.
He hear them footsteps. Tom hears footsteps. Like, his whole career, Tom will hear footsteps. That's why, if the Bears in 05 or 06 had played Tom Brady in the Super Bowl instead of the Colts, that defense probably gets the Bears a win. Because they was ready for Tom. They was – Brian Urlacher be talking about that. He was ready for – he was like, we was going to be in that backfield. We were going to be in that backfield. Like that. If you're in his backfield, like if Aaron Donald is just a – what he is, a monster at his position, and then Ndamukong Suh can just keep what he's been doing going, listen, it's trouble. It's trouble. I don't know how else to call it. It's trouble. He's going to be in that backfield.
Trouble, man. Yeah, that's now.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's Tom Brady, he'll start calling quick passes. They'll be dinking and diving down the field, and that's the game that the Rams want to play.
Because they got everybody that can cover them.
Yeah, we're going to be doing short stuff. We're going to – okay. We can play that. I don't want you going deep every play.
Because he really – the thing that – I realized is that they will run the ball to death.
Yeah.
Until they get to at least about the 50, and then Tom starts to throw it.
Right.
Because they know he don't got that same arm strength like he used to.
Still got a cannon.
Sit up there and I know what he's doing. He definitely showed that late. But the good thing about him was, bruh, like he preserves it. At just the right time, we're like, yo, I can sit up here and do that. And then they started to implement the wide receivers into the backfield as running back. I mean, they're starting to use Cordell Patterson.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy, but I feel like if you can get – the only way you get pressure on time is you have to come up the middle, and that's more suited for Aaron Donald and the Ndamukong Suh. To your point, if they can do that – the Rams got the people to stay home,
mm-hmm.
and with, you know, Aqib Talib Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters, who I just feel like Marcus Peters just need to stop talking, because this whole playoffs, like I know the job been winning, but he just been getting obliterated. With them, with the Patriots not having that same wide receiver speed that they've been going up against,
yeah.
All year, I feel like they can definitely do some damage. Which is why I'm picking the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
I'm not mad at it. It's gonna be an interesting.
And also Gronk ain't the same either.
Gronk is not the same, but Gronk is still effective in that red zone. If you can get down in that red zone, Gronk is still an effective player. So I think it's gonna come down to. Kind of like how last year did. Does Tom Brady have the ball in his hands, and is it a close game?
Yeah.
Like every game does. Like Tom with the ball in his hands is a dangerous force. And I think last year, like, listen, on that last play, they still could have won it. That Hail Mary was there.
Brandon Graham just got back though.
Right. That Hail Mary was there. Like, so it's going to be – I think this is going to be one of the better Super Bowls we see, and it's kind of that changing of the guard. If Tom Brady were to lose it, I think that might be his – not to say his last dance, like not that he's going to retire or anything, but
is the dynasty kind of like
– Well, I think that would be the beginning of, okay, Tom Brady isn't the greatest anymore. He's the greatest to ever do it, but at the same time, he's aged. He's 42 years old. He's not – competing as well with these young dudes. I mean, look at what the NFL's got. Deshaun Watson, Jared Goff. I'm not a huge believer in Goff, but he's a good quarterback. I'm not going to say he's bad. Nick Foles, if he's in the right system. Carson Wentz, Mitchell Trubisky.
Lamar Jackson. And then you got Kyler Murray coming up.
I honestly think the Patriots might take Kyler Murray.
I don't
think he's going to go high. That's why I say that. I don't think he's going to go high.
I'm telling you right now, either Giants or Raiders.
You just want either the Giants, Giants
or, bro,
just,
if,
just throwing their hat.
If
in.
He go, bro,
well, you
if,
be throwing the Giants bro, hat in the ring,
hey,
like,
hey, no, hey, but it's there to be had. If he go there, bro, well, Odell and Saquon,
that'll be a nice little mix.
Because I'm telling you, they just sleep on his size, but they always sleep on everybody's size they see them play.
Well, I mean, Mitch ain't big either. Mitch 6'2", I think they list him at.
He got like.
He over 6.
Yeah.
I think Kyle Murray 5'11".
That, but
I just think like there's a lot of quarterbacks. I know I missed somebody in there. Oh, Pat Mahomes.
Oh, and Baker.
Baker Mayfield. Baker, like, there's a lot of quarterbacks that are coming up. I think the NFL is going to have its best quarterback party for the next probably 10 years.
I think more teams are going to actually have
quarterbacks than we've ever seen before. Because, I mean, really, teams with quarterbacks. Let's go last 10 years. Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning.
Eli.
I'll put Eli in there. Eli was stable.
Eli got you two rings.
I put Eli in there. Yeah, for sure. I'm on the Eli train.
Phillip.
I'll give you Phillip Rivers. He's a franchise quarterback. Yeah. Drew Brees.
Could you think what the Chargers would be if they still had Drew Brees?
The world may never know. Those are your elites right there. And a lot of people don't put Phillip Rivers in your elite.
I would, because he can still sling that pill.
He can, but he never shows. The team never shows up when it needs to be done. Like, that's the only thing.
I stopped watching that after the first quarter.
Yeah, it was done. It was sad. I felt bad. I just felt bad. I was like, it's over. Retire. But yeah, I mean, like, am I missing somebody? That's five guys, and we're already thinking like, who's another big name quarterback? Am I missing somebody? Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh yeah, him too.
I mean, of course I forgot him. I wouldn't count Matt Stafford. I wouldn't count.
The hate is real.
Yeah, the hate is real. Legit. I mean, there's a lot of guys. I wouldn't count Matt Stafford as an elite.
Definitely not Jay Cutler. Matt Stafford can sling that pill, but I mean,
I'm talking about the elites of the elite. So you got six quarterbacks.
Yeah, at least six over the last.
I mean, we're looking at who we say Baker. Pat Mahomes.
Baker, Lamar, Pat.
I don't know how I feel about Lamar right now. Lamar might be good, but Lamar can't throw the ball either. Lamar going through that Cam Newton progression just like Mitch is. But Mitch seemed to be moving in the right direction. But Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield.
Mitch.
I'll put Mitch in there because bias.
Deshaun Watson,
I'll give you. I feel like Deshaun Watson's the new Phillip Rivers.
You got Kyler Murray.
Well, he ain't in the league yet. I'm talking about in the league right now.
Well, I mean, just look at it. Even these next 2 years, though.
I mean, yeah, you got QB, but
you got Kyler, and then after that, you got Tua.
But how many guys have we seen do great in college and they don't do well in the pros? I got to see what your game is in the pros first.
But look, though, the only reason why everybody's saying that, because all them dudes that did good in college and they're not good in the pros, they never had accuracy. Baker, number one pick. Even at his height, what do we say about him? He was accurate. Look at Kyler coming out now. Accurate. Two of us coming out next year. Big. Can run. Got all the size.
Wasn't too accurate in that final game there. I'm just saying.
Accurate.
Wasn't too accurate in that final game there.
Hey. He's so wide. Let's talk about that roll tide. Who? I just had to say that one time. But
boy, you better not say that. Hey, Roll Tide Nation. I got nothing to do with that. If y'all want to take y'all frustrations out on
who? Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence?
I got nothing to do with that. It's Roll Tide, baby.
A.K.A. Sunshine?
It's Roll Tide, baby. I got nothing to do with that. You're not getting me killed by everybody in Alabama.
Yeah.
But there's a lot. That changing of the guard. Yeah, that changing of the guard is coming. There's a lot of quarterbacks coming up. So I think if he were to lose this Super Bowl, it would start that ball rolling. He'll be 43. It'll just start that process of, okay, how much longer can Tom do this? The team isn't the same as it was. Julian Edelman's getting hit across the middle on almost every play. Like, he's turning into Jordy Nelson out here. Like, somebody keep this man alive. But, yeah, I am picking the Patriots for this Super Bowl because I refuse to pick against Tom Brady. I'm going to say it's a high-scoring Super Bowl again. I'm going to say 45-48 Pats.
45-48.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying high-scoring. I think the defense can be good, but I think the front seven can be neutralized.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you were saying that the Patriots, this Patriots offense.
48.
48?
You're saying that like we didn't just see them do this 2 games ago.
Bro, that was against the Chargers.
Okay. The Chargers were looking like they were finally going to do it.
They only got 2 people on the – well, actually 3.
But they were finally looking like they were going to do it.
Derwin James disappointed. But all you had was Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram.
Even so, let's stop hyping up. Like, the front seven is nice. And really just Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh are really nice. Let's stop hyping up that whole defense. A secondary is not amazing.
Whoa.
The secondary?
The front seven. Whoa. First off, the front seven is good. I never said nothing about, bro, outside of Aqib Talib, they're garbage.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's not pretend like Brady can't put up that thing on them. Like, this secondary is not out here. Like, we're not talking about the great Kyle Fuller and Prince Amukamara matchup.
First off, I'm not finna sit up there and
those names don't even sound right together.
Kyler is like, Kyle was out here doing that, but
he was getting that bag. He was worth that bag this year. This year's worth that bad.
Kind of overrated, though, man. He a whole 90, but you know.
I mean, he got 7 picks this year, bro.
I feel like that's
7 picks is a lot.
I feel like that's generous, but I'm not finna complain.
7 picks is a lot.
I'm getting dubs with them, so
7 picks is a lot, bro.
True. But I mean, yeah, I don't feel like they finna put. It's not finna be 48-45. I think it's finna be. This tough, but I'm saying 35-30 Rams. And it'll
that's
be
still a high scoring game. You like 45 is so tough if they didn't put up 35.
Bro. Because, see, the reason why I don't feel like that is because, like, now with the way it's going, like, I feel like 30 is customary. like
put up the customary 30, and then we'll see where we get.
But honestly, I feel like at the end of the day, like I said, I feel like Aaron Donald is definitely going. I feel like Aaron Donald could get Super Bowl MVP.
Definitely possible. Although usually quarterbacks get it, but definitely possible.
I don't think he's going to Jerry.
He's gonna have to sack Tom Brady like 5 times to get the Super Bowl MVP.
He can do that.
Oh, he definitely could. I'm not saying he couldn't, but he's going to have to sack Tom Brady like 5 times to get that Super Bowl MVP. Let's move into the Ringo's Red Hot Takes, baby. This is the part of the show where Ringo J gives his hot take for the week. Ringo, what you got working for us this week, bro?
All right, man. So, look. I don't like him. Y'all don't like him. It's a whole lot of people that don't like Tom Brady.
Why does everyone hate Tom Brady?
And the Patriots. You know, I mean, just to throw out some of the things that y'all be saying about him. I mean, every time he play, you know, he always upright. You know, never had any incidents. I heard he was too pretty. Y'all said he couldn't throw the ball. Max Kellerman. Oh, he's falling off a cliff. Everybody else, he's too old. He's 41. Everybody thought that the demands was coming this year. I feel like we just got to stop that. My Ringo's Red Hot Takes for this week is to tell y'all officially, now that
get up off my man.
Now that I believe it, y'all got to stop asking this question about when the dynasty is going to be over. When the dynasty is going to be over is when when the dynasty is going to be over is when I feel like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick just decide when it's going to be over. The man is 41. Y'all like at one point they was like, I think they was like, what did they finish this year? Like, 10-6, 11-5?
11-5, I believe.
11-5, and y'all really thought that they were struggling?
I mean, it wasn't the same team.
I'm just going off of what they're saying. Like, y'all sat there, oh, he's too old. He's not throwing the ball the same. He looked like he don't got the same arch shape. Rob ain't running the same, which is true. They don't got the same receiving core. It don't matter. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, it don't matter about the working relationship. Everything that they care about is about these results. At the end of the day, hey, it may be true. Tom may not like Bill. Bill may not like Tom. Tom might have wanted to get Jimmy G up out of there. At the end of the day, Tom Brady was like, hey, get him up out of here. I'ma still produce. I'ma still show you these results. How many years he been in the league? 18 years. Ninth Super Bowl. You know how many games that is? You know how many playoff wins they got? 29 playoff wins. In the 17 years that this man been quarterback. 9 Super Bowl appearances. when is we finna stop? Most quarterback completions. The man's got over 1,000 completions. 1,000 completions. Gronk got over 1,000 receptions as a running back. And every year that we say they struggling, they just come up and produce results. Y'all said the same thing. At the end of the day, it's about results. And I honestly feel like y'all need to stop asking questions about this dynasty, because I feel like at the end of the day, the dynasty is going to end when Bill Belichick and Tom Brady say it's going to end. So right now, we just need to fall back and let greatness run its course. Because like I always say, y'all talk about LeBron all the time, and y'all talk about all these other people. At the end of the day, we're going to miss them when they're gone. We're going to miss them when they're gone. So just enjoy the process.
100%.
This your boy Ringo J, back with another one of Ringo's Ray Hot Takes, and I'll see y'all next Wednesday.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Transitioning off of that, Ringo's made some great points here. But we're going to transition off of that into something that got my blood pressure pumping yesterday. Carmelo Anthony was traded to the Chicago Bulls.
Yo, Melo!
About 5 years too late.
Definitely.
I give him 5.5 years too late. Let me just let you get your opinions on it. How you feeling about it? How you feel about the Melo trade? I mean, it don't mean nothing.
It's definitely to me, honestly, it's not even 5 years. To me, I feel like you're getting it mixed up, because it's not even 5 years too late. It's actually 10 years too late.
Too late.
This was supposed to happen actually in 2020. Actually, in 2010, it was supposed to be Rose, Bron, Wade, and Melo.
Yeah.
And Melo wanted to go to New York to take some. Do you know what the starting lineup would have been? And Joe King was healthy still out here giving you all the buckets with the occasional trip dubs. D Rose at point. D Wade's at a shooting guard. Bron at the 3. Melo at the 4. Joe King at the 5? With the bench mob?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
In 2010?
That would have been a fire squad, but I think this is the
That's 4 straight rings.
I don't know if that's what? 4 straight. No,
that's definitely 4 straight rings.
4 straight?
That's definitely 4 straight rings. That's definitely 4 straight rings.
It's probably 4 straight
rings. That's 4 straight rings. That's it's probably four straight rings.
We probably talking dynasties out here.
We probably
talking dynasty talk out here. This is my whole thing with the Melo deal, and I said it yesterday on the show. I was kind of upset. I just kind of went live, and just needed to vent about it. You're gonna cut. They're gonna release him. It's gonna save about $900,000 off the books. What does it do? At the end of the day. What does it do? He's not going to play for you. I get it. What does it do? Say you flip him. Say you don't release him. Say you flip him for a second round pick that you're going to sell later. What does it do? This is my beef with the Bulls. There is no direction here. There's a rebuild happening, but there's nowhere to go with it. Like, this is my beef with them. They have talent. The Bulls aren't a talentless team. I've seen bad Bulls teams. Tim Floyd Bulls? Bad. Bad, bro.
Tim Floyd Bulls was garbage.
Bad, bro. I'm talking about I've seen bad Bulls teams. And I've seen try-hard Bulls teams. This team ain't even try-hard. Like, there's talent here. Zach LaVine is talented. Wendell Carter Jr., talented. Larry Markin, talented. I'm talking about these guys can have top talent in the league. Talented. Some of these bench players, good players. Say what you want about Bobby Portis. He's an 18-5 guy when he's on the floor. That's Draymond Green level.
I'll say 15-5.
Well, he's been averaging 18-5. But that's Draymond Green level.
Okay.
Draymond about 18-5.
Okay.
So, I mean, you got talent here. You've done it through the draft. Where's the coach? And that was the question I asked. Who's coming here to save the day?
But see,
what coach is coming here? What player is coming here? Who is coming here that can actually do something?
But this is why I'm saying that. The whole, yo, AD's from Chicago. He might consider, hey, this person's from Chicago. He might consider coming. Bro, at the end of the day, you said Jimmy, D-Wade and Rondo, y'all didn't want them because that wasn't the direction that y'all was trying to go.
Right.
We trying to get younger. Like I said.
They younger now. I'm second youngest team in the league, I believe.
Like I said, and we could debate this till the cows come home. You say, oh, I'm just trying to get guard packs. First of all, I'm not calling you guard packs. What is your
beef with this name?
Bro, because you don't get nicknames and you sitting up here, you mediocre.
I don't understand this random beef with the guard packs nickname. No, bro, like, that's just what the media calls it.
Hey, man.
You got such beef with this name. Nah, I don't understand it.
Because you earn nicknames when you are doing good. I'm not finna give you. No. First of all, I don't
There's
even know.
There's nicknames when you do bad, too.
I don't even know how you. I feel like that's
just
that
a merge of their names. But it's Gar Foreman and John Paxson. Gar Pax.
But Gar Foreman. His mama called him Gar Foreman. I'm going to call him Gar Foreman. But look, though. You got fortunate because you got Larry and we knew Zach LaVine was gonna be from the Wolves, but we didn't know it was gonna be like this. Chris Dunn is just Chris Dunn. But then I give it to you. One time you sat up there, you didn't get Michael Porter, but you got Wendell. Wendell's ready now. This is talent. Then you sit there, you lock up Zach LaVine. And somehow, everybody get the sense that y'all don't even know where y'all going. Y'all say Jim Boland try to get them to play hard. When was the last time they played hard? I watched a game against the Cavs. Not great.
They won.
Not at all won, but
they won.
I don't care. That was straight trash.
That was a trash game to watch. I watched that too, and I was like, this is painful.
That was trash.
This is painful
to watch.
My
thing is, you keep saying that you're getting younger, but it's no type of direction. Like,
I think this is the thing with the Bulls. Yes, they're younger. Yes, I do agree they don't have a direction. I wonder because it's so stupid. It's so stupid how they've played everything this year. Is their game plan to use Jim Boylan this year? Because listen, as a Bulls fan, if you want them to tank, they're getting worse. Like, under Jim Boylan, they're definitely worse than with Fred. With Fred, they were top five in pace, top five in three-point shooting, top five in amount of threes taken, top five in ball movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, under Jim, they're in the bottom of the league and all of that. Like, last in pace, last in three-point shooting. Like, so, I as a guy that wants them to tank – and just get the W or get the draft pick this year, I'm on board with it. But Jim Boylan can't be here. Jim Boylan can't be here. Listen, if this is Gar Forman and John Paxson's last hurrah, say it is. Say Jerry's finally fed up with it.
It needs to be.
It's probably not. It needs to be, but it's probably not. But say it is. Say it's their last hurrah. And they're going to get a new GM in there, new coaches, new everything, you know. This team itself is talented. And so you got to get new players in there. Or you don't have to get new players in there. But you need a new voice for direction. You need a new voice that to lead these guys. And you need a voice that's in this era of basketball. The Bulls are still trying to win championships in 1999. Listen, the team they got right now, we dominated in the 90s. We are in the playoffs every year in the 90s. But this ain't the 90s.
This ain't the 90s no more.
This ain't the 90s. This ain't even the early 2000s. But see, it's 2019. You got to pick a team or pick a lane that is in today's era of basketball, not only so that you don't look like a fool when you out here and play these teams, but also so the team players want to come play on your team. Anthony Davis is not going to want to come play here if he's like, "Oh, well, I'm going to be down in the paint banging bodies all day." Nah, I'm cool on that. I'm trying to be out on this wing driving in on these mugs.
And yeah, he also not trying to carry the team. He's not trying to carry the team all the time.
I don't think he would have to carry this team, but I think that he would definitely be the leader on this team.
Nah, but look, though, like, my thing is this. You already reworked his contract.
Yeah.
You already reworked his contract, which means that obviously you want him back for next season.
Yeah.
And my thing is, after this, you know what draft they got to wait for? After this draft, there's no talent coming out of the next draft for another 2 years. And that's, if you pass up on this draft and not get the people that's in this draft, yeah. Bruh, you got a chance to get RJ Barrett.
You got to get your game-changing piece this year.
You have to.
What's so boy from Murray State?
It's like Ja Murray. It's a Murray or something.
Ja
like
Morton?
That.
I can't think of his name. Oh boy, it's cold.
Yeah.
But listen, you gotta be in the top three. You can get your game changer player this year. Whether it's Zion Williamson, RJ Barrett, or Ja. But you gotta get him.
Exactly. And because my thing is this, if you miss on this and then draft somebody completely that Bulls fans was not thinking about.
Well, you know the Bulls love to draft white guy from nowhere's state.
Exactly. They have to wait another 3 years for Bronny to come out, for Zaire to come out. For Scottie Pippen Jr. to come, all of them is coming out in the draft in three years time. Yeah. But they don't have 3 years time.
Yeah,
they've been rebuilding for the last four seasons now.
Something
where
like that.
Is this going? Where is this going? Y'all don't got the coach. Y'all don't even got Zach LaVine is signed. And then you got Lloyd, but you don't got that star piece that people want to watch.
Right.
You got somebody that people want to watch. Everybody only knows that, bruh, for as good as Zach LaVine is scoring the ball, everybody knows him as, that's a dude that can leap, and he won the dunk contest. You ain't got nobody that they want to watch. RJ Barrett or Zion, you have to get
but
those
you know
two.
The difference in that is when you win, people want to watch you. The Bulls have always had teams that nobody wanted to watch, but – when they come in and surprise you and punch you in the mouth, oh, the Bulls pretty good. I tune in and watch a Bulls game. Like, Bulls, we're loyal. Like, Bulls fans are loyal. Like, we're going to watch. But the Bulls are still top two in ticket sales. We're going to watch.
That's what drives me crazy. I'm not a Bulls fan, but y'all is so loyal that I stand to see y'all hurt. I can't stand to see y'all hurt for some reason.
It's just It's a weird thing because we never fully turn our backs on them and we never fully give out. Like, guys are really sitting here hoping, like, Melo can come in and give the Bulls something. Like, there's literally people like, let him play.
Brand was talking about
let him play. Like, no.
Let him play so we can get that Melo jersey in. What?
That's all Brand wanted. Real talk, I would have bought it. Melo jersey, I'm buying that. I'm still trying to find that D-Wade jersey on sale.
You are. I definitely am. I need to cop that. I need to cop like the last phone, but Heat jerseys because all of them just been popping. But
yeah, these last few NBA jerseys been wild. The NBA been going crazy with the jerseys lately.
Exactly,
I'm loving it.
But
I think at the end of the day, it comes down to finding that voice that's gonna lead. Because I think you got the talent. But there's guys out there.
My thing is, you got the talent, but I think they need at least a Zion or a RJ.
Honestly, I don't. Like,
no,
I don't think the East is that strong. As much as we want to talk about it, is Philly, is Toronto, and Kawhi might not even be there next year. It's Boston.
It's not Toronto. I'm so sick of people.
It is Toronto. Like, Kawhi's the best player in the East right now. He just is.
Has he closed a game? Close one game for me. Close one game for me.
What are you talking about?
I don't care. Giannis is the best player in the East. But with that being said, they're not coming out the East. The Celtics is coming out the East.
Has Kawhi closed a game?
Yes. Because at the end of the day. They're not coming out the East. Not to play the Warriors. Not to play the Warriors. Because they're going to have to go through Boston. And Boston has two bona fide closers. Kyrie been ready for this
Hasn't
moment.
Toronto beat Boston both times they've played this
that's
year?
That's the regular season. Nobody cares. You should know this out of all people. Y'all used to beat us every time from 2010 to 2014.
I agree with you, but what is the next level for this team?
What is the next level for who?
For Boston.
Bro, chips.
What separates them?
That separates Toronto from Boston?
What separates them from the rest of the East? Is it just Kyrie? Because Kyrie's the only one I see eating.
Yes, and they're deep. Those are the two things that separates them from everybody else in the East. Milwaukee is just Giannis. They're not finna do it.
Milwaukee is just Giannis. Toronto's got a full team, I believe. Bruh. And Philly's got a full team, I believe.
Are you really finna tell me with Joel no back to the basket having self that bruh, because he can be
really fired up there, bud.
Bruh. He can be himself, bro.
Grill marks, bud.
He don't have a back to the basket game. One. Two, as much as I love Jimmy, Jimmy is not a shooter. Jimmy not a shooter like that. Jimmy is not a shooter like that. Stop acting like this man is out. Stop acting like this man's out.
He
like
don't
Clay.
Take threes like Clay either.
But they not deep enough. Toronto. You really trying to?
I will agree with you. They're not deep enough. Let's not say Jimmy can't shoot.
I'm not saying that he can't. But don't be out acting like this man is Clay. Now Toronto's case, you really trying to tell me you betting on Kyle Lowry? I think not.
I'm not betting on Kyle Lowry, but at the same time, Kawhi Leonard is a leaps and bounds better player than DeMar DeRozan. It's not even close. And at the end of the day, Kyle Lowry really only has to come out and give minimal effort for this team to be better. If he comes out literally
y'all
gives you a game where with 10
longest.
And no, but at the same time, you've been saying it with somebody who has never been mentioned as one of the best players in the league.
Who?
DeMar DeRozan. Right now, Kawhi, right now, he has, let's be honest, how Kawhi's been playing this season, is he not a top five player in the league?
Yes.
Is Kawhi not top five in the league right now? DeMar DeRozan has never been top five in the league. He's a great player. I think he's an amazing talent. Yeah.
Great player.
He's Zach
not
Levine.
Top five. He's not even top.
He's Zach Levine.
Not even top 10.
He's Zach Levine.
Okay. I give you that.
I mean, Zach Levine with a worse jump shot.
But see, I'm not finna rely on Kyle Lowry. Now, we go to Boston. They got Kyrie. They got JT. They're separate.
They got the names, but they still been struggling.
They have two starting five. But see, the difference is the other thing, too. I believe in Brad Stevens. I don't believe in Nick Nurse.
I kind of like Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse got nothing. I take Nick Nurse in Chicago.
Okay, whatever.
I got nothing, though, so.
Okay. You could take him. But at the end of the day, I don't believe in him. I don't believe in Brett Brown as yet. But it's not the fact I don't believe in Brett Brown.
I don't believe in Brett Brown either, in all honesty. He
came from Popovich. I just don't believe in his players. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid got to go.
One of them got to go.
Because at the end of the day, if Ben is sitting up here talking about, I don't need a jump shot to be great, one of them has got to go.
The thing is, you got to have somebody on your team. You got to have more than just J.J. Redick. That's the thing about it. You got to have somebody on your team that is a closeout shooter. Like, I'm gonna light you up for 30, standing behind this 3-point line. You got to have that guy. It's tough having what Philly has with Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid because they're all very ISO players. They all want to isolate. They all want to take their man one-on-one. They all want to kill their man. And they're very good at it. But it really slows things down. And at the end of the day, yeah, you could take me down one-on-one, kill me, but I'm going to run back on this other end and drop this tray in your face and drop the kids off real quick and just get up out of here.
But I'm looking at it too, like, the Celtics started slow. But like I said, I believe in Bruh, because to me, honestly, it's Steve Kerr and then it's Brad Stevens. I believe without LeBron in the East, Brad Stevens can get them over the hump. Now, the thing that's separating the Celtics from the Warriors is Boogie.
Oh, yeah, it's over. I wasn't even thinking about anybody else winning the finals.
That's the only reason why.
I wasn't even thinking about anybody else competing for the finals.
It's Celtics, Warriors, but the only thing that the only thing that's separating the Warriors from the Celtics is Boogie. Yeah. If the Warriors didn't have Boogie, then I would tell you that I don't know.
But with
the Warriors having Boogie,
totally agree.
It's over.
Totally agree. I think we had some good conversation here today, man.
We went at it a little bit.
Make sure if you're on YouTube, you like the video. Make sure you subscribe to the page so that you can see all the new content we have coming. Make sure you hit the bell next to the subscribe button so that you know when we're going live. It'll send you an alert to your phone or your mobile device or whatever you may have, iPad, computer, tablet. We're all over the place. Make sure you check us out on SoundCloud at Windy City The Breeze and on iTunes. If you got an iPhone, we're definitely on the podcast app. We'll be back next week for another show. Make sure y'all tune in. Same bat time, same bat station.
Another thing, I finally got the Twitch up. If you want to hit me up on Twitch at StephBackJ. If you want to hit me up and then possibly play with me and Pat on some 2K or just chop it up with us, I guess. Just hit me up on that. I finally got it up and running. So if y'all like it, you know, we love it, as we like to say. And yeah, we're gonna be back at y'all next week. And
for sure. We appreciate all the love. We appreciate all the support. Like I said, make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. Make sure y'all hit that bell.
Tell your mamas.
It's been your boy, Pat the Designer.
And it's your boy, Ringo J.
And this has been Windy City The Breeze.
Peace. That was low-key fire, though.
Yeah, we was going in.
Hey, we was definitely going in.
All right. I'm going to let that. load up and post. My dad was in the comments deep. And then he ended it. He was going in, and then he ended it with, "All right, son, well, I got to go to a Bible study, so I'll see you later. Love you." Like, hey, dad.
He was just going in, and then just going to stop it just like that.
Yeah. He was going in on me. He was on your side.
Bro, because I'm speaking facts, bro. I'm definitely speaking facts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.